AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. military forces have carried out a strike against a new target, this time in Africa. Lisa Dwyer has details.
In a social media post, President Donald Trump says that the U.S. has launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria, calling the group ISIS scum. Last month, Trump says he ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria following claims of Christian persecution. The State Department then announced in recent weeks that it would restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. That move followed the recent designation of Nigeria by the U.S. as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Trump says that the U.S. will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Marcela Sanchez reports France and Russia are discussing a French citizen imprisoned in Russia.
Political scholar Laurent Venetier was serving a three-year sentence. Venetier is also reportedly facing new espionage charges. A Kremlin spokesman told reporters Russia has made an offer and the ball is now in France's court. Venetier was arrested in Moscow last year and convicted of collecting military information. The charges against him relate to a law that requires anyone gathering information on military issues to register as a foreign agent. Authorities accuse him of failing to do so. The French Foreign Ministry says all government services are fully mobilized to provide consular support to Venetier and push for his liberation as soon as possible. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Southern California sloshing through its wettest Christmas in years, more flooding and mudslides a threat. Meanwhile, another major storm system threatening icy conditions in the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic, heavy snow in the Northeast. This is AP News. Paddling a newly freed river. Jennifer King has the story.
Bright-colored kayaks emerged from the fog as a group of indigenous young people fulfilled a dream to paddle the entire Klamath River in Northern California. Through the Rios to Rivers program, these youth had spent several years training and learning to navigate white water. The group took a month and 310 miles to travel from the Klamath's spring-fed headwaters to the Pacific Ocean.
Sometimes I have to wake up really early and get on the water.
15-year-old Tazia Linwood, a member of the Karuk tribe, says the journey was difficult but satisfying.
Our ancestors would be proud because this is what they have been fighting for.
Expedition leader John Acuna says being able to navigate ancestral waters now that four hydropower dams have been removed is a way to reclaim native culture.
Only 2 weeks after the dams came out, we saw salmon returning to their spawning grounds they hadn't seen in 100 years.
I'm Jennifer King.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.